Welcome to the youth message or children's message. Now, we haven't had an online version of the youth or children's message for quite a while, but we are preparing and welcoming young people back to church. Ever since COVID, we've kind of lost touch with them. So we all talked on Sunday about, wow, we need to start preparing to receive the young people back in church. So with that, I'm going to give you my young people's message or children's message, however you want to call it, because we're all children of the living God. Amen. And I'm going to title my message today, The Drawing Power of Christ. Well, let's look at the scripture text that I want to use. And it's in John chapter 12, verses 30 through 32. Now, Jesus was talking to him about the voice that he heard from heaven. And he goes on to say, the voice was for your benefit, not mine, because the time of judgment for the world has come, when the prince of this world will be cast out. And I am lifted up on the cross, and I will draw everyone to myself. Now, that's the power of Christ. Now, you can't see a magnet that I have in my hand, but if you've done things with magnets, I think you all remember a little thing we used to do, put little pieces of metal on top of a piece of cardboard or something, and take a magnet underneath the cardboard, and you could move around all those little pieces of metal. Now, I don't know. Yeah, think about it. I think most of us know what a magnet does, don't we? If you don't, try it for yourself. It's a very good little experiment to take a couple pieces of metal and put it on top of a piece of cardboard and then put a magnet underneath, and you will be able to draw them around. Well, without being too technical, a magnet is a piece of metal, usually iron, steel, or cobalt, or nickel, which has been charged with a magnetic field so that it attracts other particles like metal. Now, I've done this little experiment, and you can't see me do it, but I had passed over the spot where these little pieces of metal are, and what do you think? Yep, sure enough, they move. They jump onto the magnet, or they move around underneath the piece of cardboard, and if you put it on the top, yep, they jump up onto the magnet. Now, there's a lot of ways which magnets are used in our everyday world. Electric motors are nothing more than a giant magnet. But I am not here today to talk to you about magnets. What I want us to see was the power of attraction, or the ability for the magnet to draw things to itself. Now, the Bible passage that I read where Jesus was speaking of his death on the cross that way, he was telling them about what was going to happen. He said that when he was lifted up off of the earth, he would draw all people to himself. Now, over the centuries that we're celebrating in a few weeks, what we call Resurrection Sunday, Jesus died on a cross called Calvary's Cross. Now, this is what happened. People, boys and girls all around, were drawn to Jesus like a magnet was drawing those metal. People are drawn to Jesus. So we have learned of God's love for us and the sacrifice that Jesus made to bring us back to God and the forgiveness of sin. We have waited for him to come, and he came and he went home to be to heaven, and we are still proclaiming a message that people are still drawn to Jesus. And that is evident by the fact that we come to a place like we call church, and we praise and worship him and sing songs to him. So I want to close with this. I hope and pray that our little experiment with toy magnets will serve to remind you of how God draws us to himself through the cross of Jesus. Well, we thank you for all tuning in. We thank you for the young people of the church and growing in grace. And we give God the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen.